everyone to the very first episode of Lit Talks, where words meet wisdom. I'm Alia, and I'm beyond excited to kick off this journey with you. Whether you are a book lover, a curious listener, or someone just dipping your toes into the world of literature, this podcast is your space to explore the magic of words, stories, and ideas that have shaped us all. So, why Lit Talks? Well, literature is more than just words on a page. It's a reflection of humanity, a way to connect across generations and cultures, and a mirror that reveals truths about society and ourselves. My goal with Lit Talks is to explore this world, book by book, theme by theme, and author by author, and to show why literature is just as powerful today as it was centuries ago. For me, literature has always been a sanctuary. I remember the first time I read To Kill a Mockingbird. It completely changed how I viewed the world and taught me the importance of empathy and justice. And that's the beauty of books. They have the power to change how we think, feel, and see the world around us. Today, we are tackling a big question. Why does literature still matter in the 21st century? In a world filled with Instagram trends, viral videos, and fast-moving media, why do we keep coming back to the written word? That's what we will explore today. Let's dive in. First, let's talk about one of the most important roles literature plays. It acts as a mirror of society. Books have this incredible ability to capture the values, struggles, and transformation of any given time period. Authors hold up this metaphorical mirror, and through their works, we see both the beauty and flaws of humanity. Take George Orwell's 1984, for example. Written in 1949, it was Orwell's chilling vision of a totalitarian future, a society where Big Brother watches everything. At its core, 1984 isn't just dystopian fiction. It's a warning about surveillance, propaganda, and the erosion of truth. And doesn't that resonate even more in today's digital age, where privacy feels like a distant memory? Literature helps us reflect on the past while understanding the present. It allows us to ask questions. What can we learn? How can we do better? Books gives us that space for critical thinking. The second reason literature still matters is its ability to build empathy. When we read stories, we step into someone else's shoes. We feel their struggle, fears, and triumphs. It's as if books create a bridge between our hearts and the hearts of others. Think about To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. Through the eyes of Scott Finch, we witness racial injustice in 1930s Americas. By experiencing these events through a child's innocent perspective, we feel anger, sadness, and compassion. Lee's work forces us to confront uncomfortable truths and reflect our own biases. And isn't it that the power of storytelling? It helps us see the world through lenses we might never have worn otherwise. Whether it's Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's Half a Yellow Sun, which captures the Nigerian Civil War, or Khaled Hussein's The Kite Runner, which paints the life in Afghanistan, we are reminded that every culture, every person has a story worth telling. Now, let's talk about something literature gives us that nothing else does. The beauty of language. Have you ever come across a line in a book and thought, Wow, that's exactly how I feel. But I could never have put it into words. That's the magic of great writing. Take Shakespeare. Yes, I know some people dread his work in school. But listen to this line. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking make it so. That's from Hamlet, and isn't it timeless? Shakespeare's words from 400 years ago still resonate because they touch universal truths about life, morality, and human nature. Even today, contemporary authors like Ocean Vuong and Margaret Atwood use language in ways that are breathtakingly beautiful and thought-provoking. Literature captures emotions, paints vivid images, and gives us words to understand the indescribable. And finally, literature matters because it connects the old with the new. Classics like Pride and Prejudice may feel centuries away, but their themes, love, societal pressure, independence, are still alive in books today. Take Sally Rooney's Normal People, for instance. Just like Austen's Elizabeth Bennet and Mr. Darcy, Rooney's character navigates love, class, and miscommunication. But in a way that speaks to today's readers, it's proof that great stories transcend time and remain relevant. What classic or modern books have made you feel like that? Timeless, yet fresh. Think about it. Before we wrap up, I want to share today's quote of the day. It comes from Betty Smith's A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. The world was hers for the reading. What a beautiful reminder of how books give us the entire world. Different times, places, and lives, all at our fingertips. So next time you pick up a book, remember, you are holding more than just paper. You are holding stories, wisdom, and the key to understanding the world. To recap, today we explore why literature still matters. It mirrors society, builds empathy, perceives the beauty of language, and connects the old with the new. In a fast-moving world, books remind us to slow down, think deeply, and feel fully. Now, I would love to hear from you. What does literature mean to you? Is there a book that changed your life or shaped your perspective? Share your thoughts with me or drop a comment wherever you are listening. Next time on Lit Talks, we will explore the brilliance of Gothic literature from Mary Shelley to Edgar Allan Poe. If you love mystery, darkness, and spine-tingling tales, you won't want to miss it. Thank you for joining me today on Lit Talks, where words meet wisdom. Until next time, keep reading, keep exploring, and remember, words have the power to change the world.